Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Wild critters walk, fly, and swim among us Louisiana folks. While all are interesting, a few are downright strange, or at least strange looking. The unusual appearance of some animals is often caused by skin aberrations, usually linked to genetic abnormalities. Albinism is an example. An albino organism cannot produce the dark pigment melanin, and the animals appear white. Many records of albinism have been recorded in species native to our state, including squirrels, raccoons, deer, and various birds and reptiles. There are famous albino alligators from Louisiana in zoos around the country. Another similar condition is leucism. A leucistic animal is white because it is incapable of making any color pigments on all or part of its body except the eyes. Thus, leucistic animals will have normal colored eyes in contrast to albinos, whose eyes appear red because internal blood vessels are not masked by the dark pigment melanin. Leucistic animals are rarer than albinos. When 18 leucistic alligator hatchlings were discovered on a nest near Houma in 1987, it made international news. Melanism can be considered the opposite of albinism in that affected animals produce an excess of melanin and appear black. Melanistic animals are much more common than albinos, probably because they are not as glaringly obvious to predators in their environment. Melanistic fox squirrels are locally common in parts of Louisiana. And in the 1930s, scientists from the Chicago Academy of Science determined that a high percentage of the red wolves in the Tensaw Swamp at that time were melanistic. Today, melanism is frequently observed in our coyotes. The rarest abnormal skin condition is xanthochromism. It is produced by a reduced degree or absence of melanin, along with a greatly increased amount of yellow pigment. The animals often appear yellow or golden. Genetics and in some cases diet are implicated in the cause. Birds are most often noted with this trait, including several species native to Louisiana. Recently, a very rare spotted gar with xanthochromism was captured in a local lake and released after photos. This golden gar is hard evidence of the strange creatures among us.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.